I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She is not. She's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. She is in Denver, Colorado. That's what Dan Cook tells me. Hello, Jamie.
I started my day in Minneapolis today. I'm ending in Denver.
A text, a phone call.
I didn't get anything.
Get a drink. Let's say hello. Let's see each other. None of that happened.
I was there probably about, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah.
So I barely saw my sister.
I was here those 10, 12 hours also at home looking at my phone going, Jamie call
you.
Will Jamie call
me. I just got in a rental car, by the way. So hold on, hi, how are you? Need my ID?
Yeah, you're going through the checkout, they got to show it, you give them like that, so you haven't stolen the vehicle.
Exactly. Thank you so much, sir. Mm.
Was it one of those where there was a row and you could take any of the cars in the row, or did you have a specific car that you could pick?
Well, la-ti-da, I'm a preferred member, so it was all set up when I got there.
Of course you are.
But yeah.
Of course you are.
I love it when they beat us to the bit.
Lamborghini or a Maserati? What are you driving?
It's actually a little Jeep. Nice.
Oh. The last time that I traveled with the greatest 19-year-old on the planet, we were in Fort Myers, Florida, when the pandemic, really started to shut down everything. We also had a Jeep, just like a fun Florida Jeep. I think it's a great travel vehicle to have.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. Nice.
Can you tell us what brings you to Denver, Colorado?
Well, there's the Elijah McClain story, which I know has captivated a lot of people.
For sure.
If people aren't familiar, it's the 23-year-old young African-American man who was put in a chokehold after walking to the convenience store to get a iced tea for his brother. Yep. Someone called in a suspicious person. The police put him in a chokehold, and then paramedics gave him ketamine. He died in the hospital about 5 days later after suffering cardiac arrest. So nothing ever happened. All the officers went back to work. Everything went back to normal. So his father is sitting down with us today. This happened almost a year ago now, and really has only gotten the attention because of the George Floyd case. So we'll be talking to his dad.
I'm sure that's going to be a remarkably powerful interview, too. And you're so right. And this is why so many people in this country, in particular, Black Americans and people of color in this country who will talk about George Floyd, and when people say, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, they'll say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right.
What happens to me when they're speaking every single day, and what happens to others? Because events like George Floyd at times, and just like in this case with the death, and other times happen with targeting for no reason, where once again – somebody is calling only because that person isn't white. That's it. That's the only reason why so many people continue to call.
Yeah. This case to me is heartbreaking when you look into the background. And not that, I've heard people say, well, this life should matter just as much as the other lives that have ended tragically, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
This young man was a massage therapist. He wanted to help other people. He, on his lunch break, would go play the violin to animals at the shelter because he thought that the music could lessen their anxiety. You know, he had only gone to the convenience store to get his brother an iced tea.
Right.
I'm lucky my brother wants to have dinner with me when I come to Minneapolis. You know, like,
yeah.
This sounds like a really sweet young man. And you know, these types of interviews can be very hard. You want to do right by the family and make sure that they're comfortable. And I've been told that his father is very emotional, as any father, Chad, you would be, you know, too. So there's a little preparation that will go in. So I will do that as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fabulous. And I would think, and I want you to tell me, this is an interview where you have an outline of where you think you should go, but you're also so going to be so responsive what the father says and how he may dictate the direction of the interview.
Well, it's interesting, Chad. I have two young women who had been working with me in Minneapolis that are young, aspiring journalists. One wants to be a producer. One wants to be a correspondent, and they work for the network. They're digital journalists. They're fabulous. I mean, they kick butt. They've been in Minneapolis for a month helping out the network. And yesterday they were asking me about interviewing, and I drive producers absolutely insane because, yes, we're supposed to go into an interview with, you know, the list of questions that need answers, right? And I usually just fall into a conversation. So not only do I drive producers crazy because they're like, oh, my God, she's, like, going at 9 million different directions with this, but also it's great because she's in the conversation.
Yes.
And actually listening. But then I also drive, like, PR people and lawyers crazy because I never provide – you know, they're like, what are you going to ask? I'm like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see what they tell me.
See, I think it's too much, especially on the PR side. I get your colleagues because, you know, we interview on this show a lot of people on a regular basis. And Jamie, more and more people are going to say, and Dan knows this too, what are you going to ask? What are you going to ask? What are you going to ask? And Dan will come to me and he knows I'm not going to be happy. And I'll say, give him some broad outline. But,
right.
You know, that's not a requirement. If you're coming on for some reason, you know, your position, you're relevant to this story, we don't have to give you the 7 questions we're going to ask.
No.
And to me, in a story like this, it's authenticity. What people want to see is what this dad is dealing with and how just this simple, kind gesture of helping his brother tragically took away this person, this soul, this decent soul, and they want to see what the dad says as opposed to, Jamie, here's questions 1 through 10, and you better go in that right order or else we're screwed up.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do this job if that's what was expected. I've got way too much ADHD.
So I have a question. 2 weeks ago, the weekend news anchor on CBS was Major Garrett. Last weekend, it was you. You're a regular on Tuesdays. Major's a regular on Friday. When do I get to anchor the CBS Evening News?
You know, Chad, that's a good question. I thought you were going to go a different direction and take credit the two of us into better position.
Yes, because I know that you neither one of you would have that position without coming on this dog and pony show. No, it's more about me. I'd like to do it from my house too. I don't want to travel.
We get room rangers to rate your room before we do that. Do you know about this room?
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love it. So we'll get them involved before you do it. And then if people don't know what we're talking about, I'd actually.
Right. I'm going to put her on hold. You talk to her. Room Raider is what she's talking about. Room Raider is fantastic because we're all Zooming, right? We're all communicating in so many ways because we're home, right? We're not going to work. And So I don't know when this individual emerged. I forget now, male or female. And, okay, it's Jamie Ukas. And here's Jamie Ukas's place, and she's talking on CBS. And then the room raider says, oh, I love the picture in the background. I love the plants. I love everything. Have you been room raided yourself?
No. But to be fair, I've only done one from home, and it was on my couch. It was just a quick live shot on CBS this morning.
Did you clean up the room specifically for the appearance?
No, it was for the online dating story during COVID. I figured I'd have my place look as natural as possible in case anyone was interested. Then they'd know the real me.
Did was there a book in the background, I Hate Cats?
There was I Hate Cats. There was a Prince book, a sunflower picture. That's about it.
That makes sense. So if you, speaking of dating, if it was one of these things where you had to describe three things about you on a dating profile and you're trying to convey your true self and part of your greatness is you're just as honest as can be. Take me for who I am. I'm not going to be, the image you think I should be. What would the three things that you would say about yourself?
Curious, adventurous, and doesn't take myself too seriously.
I agree with all those. I agree. That's very good.
Thank you.
Talks to Dan Cook once a week. Would that be fourth?
Yeah.
No, that's an automatic swipe left if you put that on there. So don't do that.
Are you heading to a dispensary after the interview?
No, but I'm telling you right now, every single time I get into a rental car in Colorado, I'm not even kidding. It reeks of weed.
I'm not shocked. Cook, you shocked by that?
Not a bit. Nope.
Does not surprise me.
I'm probably contact high right now because this car reeks.
Great. Listen, I'm going to watch the interview already. Now I'll really watch it.
Just to see.
Yes, just to make sure.
Hey, man, tell me about your son. Tragic.
Yeah, and you're just wandering around the room. The person's talking. Are you just in Denver one day and then you're back home?
Probably. To be honest, Chad, everyone's starting to get nervous about coronavirus again. I think I'm going to be locked down for a while. LA is not doing well.
It's pretty stunning what is happening again in our country. And now the divide is in different places, right? The Northeast, after their time in the epicenter, at least for now, they aren't. You're right. California's surge, Arizona's surge, Texas, Florida. Minnesota's okay right now. We certainly hope it stays that way, but you're right. And there's a lot of second guessing. And I'm assuming in California there's plenty of that taking place also, whether it's fair or not.
I think the governor, I've got to be honest, I've appreciated his honesty in saying that, we wanted to get things open, saw the economy, and so we started doing some reopening, and that may have been a mistake.
Yep.
We'll just have to watch.
I think we lost her again. I think we're going to say goodbye anyway, so just say goodbye. Denver is the location for Jamie. Either that or she's already high and doesn't know how to work the phone at this point. That could be. She said the vehicle reeks of pot. Is it possible that she's pushing buttons right now and does not realize what she's doing? Can we eliminate that?
No, I can't eliminate that.
I cannot eliminate that either.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.